This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate, and thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And remember, the Radio Realtors can be heard on your radio or live streaming four times a weekend.
And don't forget that you can catch the Radio Realtors anytime on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes or Spotify. And as we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but active realtors that help our listeners just like you every single day.
And we are still standing by our slogan, real value, real people, real results. And we want to help you buy your next home and sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you're in the right place if you are a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy right here at the Radio Realtors.
Yep, and how would you like to sell your home quickly and safely for every penny that it's worth with no showings? The Radio Realtors do that with our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy, and that strategy includes professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
Rob, you said no showings, huh?
That's right.
Wow. So why not find out how you can sell your home right now safely, effectively, and quickly with no showings? Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go online to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to cover some great topics for you today, including the Radio Realtors tips for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers.
10 shocking home buyer beliefs that need to be exposed.
And the 10 commandments for home buyers.
And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you'll want to see this weekend or possibly this coming week.
Yeah, so you can connect with us anytime by calling us or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. So for you sellers, the Radio Realtors want you to know that selling a home in a seller's market is way different from selling a home in a buyer's market. And you probably know that, but if you're fortunate enough to be experiencing a seller's market in your area, and that's pretty much where we are in most areas right now, it is absolutely a splendid time to sell your home. Not only will your days on market be a lot less, but you probably will also receive multiple offers, and this could drive up your sales price.
It's all about supply and demand, right, Rob?
That's right.
And it's normally a good idea to take advantage of demand for housing when it's so strong, because it's that demand that drives that buyer competition.
And with a larger number of buyers for your home, that should increase your odds to make more money. And some homes, especially those referred to as unique or difficult to sell in any real estate market, will generally stand a better chance of selling in a seller's market as well.
Also, in some seller's markets, the number of homes for sale might be few and far between.
Right, and if there's not much to choose from, the nicest homes will attract the most attention, but the not-so-nice homes will sell too simply because there is so little for sale.
So, what are some ways to attract multiple offers in a seller's market? So, let's talk about it.
Yeah, this is a great topic, Frank, because some people might think that all you have to do is stick a sign in the yard and let the market take care of the rest.
And Rob, even though it might be easier to sell in a seller's market, it takes a lot more to sell a home than hanging a sign out in front. It requires strategy.
Right. So the Radio Realtor's tip number one for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is you really should prepare your home for sale. Now, this may or may not involve home staging, but it is absolutely critical that it includes cleaning your home from top to bottom.
Yeah, buyers will overlook small defects in a seller's market because there are not enough homes on the market. They have no choice.
Yeah, even so, your home will sell faster with new paint and flooring if the existing carpeting is worn. But generally, bad carpeting and scuffed walls will not stop an interested buyer when it is a seller's market.
If you do take care of the flooring, you might want to limit carpeting to the bedroom areas and consider a hardwood look elsewhere.
Yeah, but whatever you do, know this, that a pretty penny home will outsell a grimy nickel home every single time, even in a seller's market.
Why not have buyers lining up to buy your home? Give it a little elbow grease at the very best.
Now, the Radio Realtor's tip number two for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is go on the market on a Friday. Friday is the best day of the week for home selling. And a good strategy is to set listings to go live on Thursday night at midnight. It's really Friday morning, right? We do that all the time. And buyers are going to discover your listing when they wake up in the morning on Friday. So it's awesome.
That's the strategy here at the Radio Realtors. All the photos of your home are high definition and perfected to make the online presentation top notch.
Right, and we also have your home's virtual tour uploaded, a virtual open house, and we release digital ads to Facebook and other websites.
The Radio Realtors tip number three for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is to limit showings. People tend to want what they think they can't have.
This is so true, Frank. So a good technique when selling a home is not allow tours of your home at all hours of the day and night. You actually restrict the hours and the days.
Yeah, Rob. This will force some buyers to tour when other buyers are also present, which can spark, I love this, competitive urgency.
And it's very, very interesting. But right now, if you're going out looking at homes, and if you've been looking on the weekend especially, you are going to find that in many cases, there are buyers waiting in line these homes.
Yes.
It's the craziest thing. So it's a crazy market right now. The Radio Realtor's tip number four for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is lower the sales price.
What? Why would you do this in a seller's market, Rob? Don't you want to get the highest amount for your home that you can?
Wow, Frank, I haven't seen you that excited since we received our Radio Realtors t-shirts there. So these are valid questions, but what really works in a seller's market is to set your list price just a tad under market value. This will attract more buyers. It also will leave some wiggle room for buyers to begin bidding over the asking price.
It isn't absolutely necessary to do this, but this is a strategy that works well in some markets.
That's right. Now, before we go to break, we are going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Crazy in Carmichael, and this home is priced at $399,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home, nearly 1,100 square feet. And it's crazy because there's a crazy amount of updates that have been included in this home. New central heat and air, new windows, new lighting, new flooring, new cabinetry, new quartz countertops, new appliances, and so much more. And you are going to be wowed by all the updates on the inside and the outside. I mean, this is truly one of those turnkey homes. It is exquisite. It is gorgeous. You're going to love the massive park-like backyard, complete with possible RV and boat storage, trees galore, and a lot of wide open space. I mean, you could even have your own soccer practice out there because this is a 0.29 lot size. It is over a quarter of an acre. In fact, the full second bath was updated and included in the square footage, and it has a clear sewer, clear pest, and a roof certification, and this home will not last the weekend. So if you would like to see Crazy in Carmichael, just text the word crazy right now because you're going to want to see it. to 916-269-3337. That is the word crazy to 916-269-3337. Crazy for Crazy and Carmichael to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And if you missed any of the first segment of our show, well, you can always catch it by going to the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. That is our podcast portion, and you can go to that. You can check it out. You can find us on Spotify or iTunes and catch what you missed. But we're talking to you today about the Radio Realtors tips for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers. And the number one tip is you really should prepare your home for sale. Now, even a grimy nickel is probably going to sell in a seller's market. But if you have a pretty penny home, we find that you're going to get multiple offers and you're going to be able to sell for top dollar. The Radio Realtors tip number two for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is go on the market on a Friday. That is the best day to go on the market. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but go ahead and listen to the podcast to get all the strategy there. The Radio Realtors tip number three for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is to limit your showings. This is a thing about creating urgency. And we have a strategy that works every single time to help you do that, especially in a seller's market. The Radio Realtors tip number four for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is lower the sales price. If you come in just a little bit under market value, you will create a feeding frenzy where literally it's like piranhas in the Amazon, right? And so that's one of the things that we recommend. Now, the Radio Realtors tip number five for taking advantage of a seller's market for home sellers is do not set a time for offer presentation. If you let buyers know that you will review all offers on a certain day at a certain time guaranteed, you're actually going to lose some buyers.
Yeah, buyers do not want to wait to find out if their offer will be accepted.
You know, and it may be wishful thinking here, Frank, in this hot seller's market with multiple offers being a normal thing, but there are a large pool of buyers who will say that they just don't want to be involved in a multiple offer situation.
And saying that you won't be presenting offers until like next Tuesday may make some buyers want to look somewhere else.
Yeah, case in point, Frank, I have a client that submitted a competitive offer on a home in Sacramento last weekend. And it was on Saturday, and the listing agent initially mentioned that she would present our offer the next day. Well, she called me up and she said, we're going to push presenting offers to Wednesday. And by that time, my clients, they were already down the road looking at other homes.
And this doesn't serve the sellers well because a seller should want as many potential buyers as possible.
But if you are planning on waiting to review offers for whatever reason, we probably just don't want to advertise it even in a seller's market.
The Radio Realtors tip number six for taking advantage of the seller's market for home sellers is review and respond to offers.
You know, after all the offers are received, what we do as realtors is we make notes on each offer for you so you as the seller will know not only the sales price, but other factors such as the amount of the earnest money deposit.
Whether the offer is all cash or if financed, the planned type of financing.
Yeah, it's crucial. And another thing is, what is the amount of their down payment?
Is there a waiver or what is the length of the standard buyer inspections or contingencies?
And what are the seller's costs? What are your costs as a seller, including possible proposal to pay any buyer's closing costs?
Are there any unusual requests or allowances?
Right. And most importantly, what is the reputation of the potential home buyer's lender? Because a bad lender can ruin a home buyer's dream of home ownership and a home seller's timeline for moving.
Some buyers will try to personalize their offer by sending photographs of themselves, often including their pets and their children. They may write letters to the seller talking about why they want to buy the home.
Yeah, and for some sellers, selling your home is an emotional thing. So having that home buyer share a bit of personal information is a really good thing. But for others, the sale of your home is purely a business transaction and you're only interested in the bottom line.
Whatever your feelings as a seller, it's good to let us know as your realtors what you want in an offer.
Yeah, because guiding a buyer's agent with their client's offers can help you as a seller achieve your goal of getting top dollar for your home.
Now, after you as a seller has had a chance to digest this information, you as the home seller, you got choices. You can accept the offer that you as a seller likes the best.
Right, or you can even issue a counteroffer to one or a multiple counteroffer to more than one buyer.
Or you as a seller can ask all buyers to resubmit their highest and best offers.
Or you could even adjust your home sales price and look for more offers. But usually we find that sellers can find an acceptable offer amongst the initial offers submitted.
And Rob, it's not always the highest offer, but if it's a finance offer, it is the offer that we as the listing agents believe is sufficient to meet the buyer's lender's appraised value.
Now, if the home does not appraise at the price offered, it generally doesn't matter how much more the buyer offered. Financing just won't cover it, and not every buyer is willing to bridge a short shortfall in an appraisal and pay a lot more than market value.
So the wrap up here is the Radio Realtors want you to make the most money you can on the sale of your home.
And the Radio Realtors have a one-of-a-kind home sale strategy to help you do just that. It allows you to sell your home fast with absolutely no showings.
And Rob, our strategy allows potential home sellers to sell their homes so they can get every single penny that it's worth with no hassle and no showings.
And Frank, due to the uncertainty in the world right now with COVID-19 and everything else, most sellers probably don't want dozens and dozens of people coming through their home for showings, even though they are taking precautions.
But Rob, we know one thing. This is a seller's market.
And Frank, you know, most people would agree that their homes are worth more right now than they could be over the next couple of years due to some pending economic concerns.
So our offer and our question for you sellers out there are, why not do a quick sale without showings? And why not sell for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
Right. And when we say quick sale, we're not talking about a quick sale for less money, or like a fire sale, or like a short sale. And we'll cover that in a minute. But did you know that the National Association of Realtors recently released an article showing that a large percentage of home buyers are writing purchase contracts sight unseen?
It's crazy. This is the new normal now with so many photos and videos available online. People are buying cars the same way.
Yeah, so check this out. If you have been just thinking about selling your home, you need to know that the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors. And what that means is that we have mastered the art of selling a home during the pandemic.
It's true, Rob. And we use photos, videos, and radio, no showings, to quickly sell a home with multiple offers.
And Mr. and Mrs. Potential Home Seller, the Radio Realtors 30-day listing quick sale with no showing strategy allows you to choose the offer with the best terms, most flexible dates, so you can make your move and, of course, secure a high sales price too.
And Rob, the Radio Realtors 30-day listing quick sale with no showings strategy is working so well, and we are so confident we can sell your home at a full price that we only need a 30-day listing agreement.
Right. And Frank, the Radio Realtors 30-day listing quick sale with no showing strategy and all the marketing we do, we're going to likely have offers within 7 days with no showings. So you need to call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And Rob, the first step is for you potential sellers out there to get some basic information on how we can make this work for you.
Right. The Radio Realtors offer a totally free phone consultation on our 30-day listing quick sale with no showing strategy so that you can explore this option. So call us right now on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
And if you're one of the first 10 callers, we will include a Matterport 3D virtual tour and offer you a 0.5% discount off our regular commission rate. But this is only for the next 10 callers.
That's a great deal. So call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. You're going to talk directly to Rob or Frank here at the Radio Realtors or one of our staff while we're on the radio.
The Radio Realtors 30-day listing quick sale with no showing strategy is the best thing ever to happen to real estate. Call us now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. One more time, 916-269-3337.
And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided
has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are coming to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. If you would like to be a certified home buyer with the Radio Realtors, well, we don't charge you at all to be one. So give us a call, 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. And by the way, if you missed any of the first half of our show, well, you can always tune in to our podcast. Just got to search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes or Spotify. So, Frank, when buyers first walk through the door of potential homes that they are considering buying, unfortunately, they are bringing with them a lot of false beliefs. And the Radio Realtors want to help you as a potential home buyer to be ready, willing, and able to find a great home with a great interest rate in this insane seller's market.
And Rob, even after all this time and all the media attention the real estate market gets, many potential home buyers still believe they need 20% down to buy a home, or that it's cheaper to rent than to buy.
Or Frank, we've even heard recently how some home buyers think that the only cash they have to come up with is the down payment, and that buyers routinely get every single item on their completely unrealistic request for repair list, and that they can renegotiate a lower price during the transaction in this market.
So Rob, to help every potential home buyer out there, the Radio Realtors are going to cover these 10 shocking home buyer beliefs.
And just to keep your life interesting, it's time to give you the real truth on real estate. So the number one shocking home buyer belief is my family member has a real estate license and they're going to help me. Now, we don't want to be rude, but we need to politely convey to you that the odds of your success vary in how involved any of your family members are in the deal, let alone as your agent.
Is it a good idea to hire your friend or relative as your realtor? Before you do, consider the following questions.
Yeah, your home is one of your most important investments. So one of the questions that we've heard is, would you hire a relative or friend to handle your 401k? You shouldn't feel obligated to hire them as your realtor realtor either.
How much experience do they have in real estate? I mean, Aunt Bonnie may have had her license for 25 years, but has she sold anything lately?
And Frank, it isn't unusual for people who got their license and didn't succeed as a realtor to still hold on to their license. And even successful agents may keep their license for years after they've retired. They maintain their license just in case someone they know decides to buy or sell.
The other agent you have to be aware of is a newbie. Maybe your nephew Dwight got his license. An agent who hasn't been working in the current market can be an expensive mistake.
And an inexperienced agent may suggest you offer more than someone who knows the market. They may agree when you want to list your home for a price that's higher than anything that is sold in the neighborhood.
In both cases, their inexperience will cost you money. Hiring knowledgeable realtors like the Radio Realtors is also one of the best ways to avoid losing big money or even get sued.
Yeah, Frank, I know of a family that used a new agent that was unaware of certain things that needed to be disclosed. And long story short here, the sellers didn't disclose some very important items to the buyers of their home, and the sellers ended up being sued for over $400,000 just 9 months after the sale of their home. The number two shocking home buyer belief is we'll get a better deal if we use the listing agent for the property that we buy.
The only time I don't usually laugh out loud on this is when we're the listing agents they're talking about.
Right, Frank. While all realtors must adhere to a standard of practice requiring fair and honest dealing with all parties to a transaction, agents should try to alert their buyer agents to the fact that listing agents, by definition, represent the seller and don't always have their best interests at heart.
But having said that, there are specific times when the Radio Realtors have represented both sides in a seller's market, and as long as all the cards are on the table, we can facilitate a fair transaction.
Right. The number three shocking home buyer belief is we can find the perfect house if we just look long enough. And you need to know that it doesn't matter how long you look as a home buyer. There is absolutely no such thing as the perfect house.
The one home you want as a home buyer may be the same one 100 other people also want to buy.
Yeah, and while other home buyers are writing offers and positioning to land that one perfect house, other strategic home buyers are making offers on the other dozen homes that meet all their criteria, except the interior paint color or the shabby landscaping, which the successful buyer can take care of themselves.
The number four shocking home buyer belief is home values posted online are probably more accurate than what my local agent thinks.
And this is really funny, Frank, because Zestimates on any property are pretty close to a joke. The Radio Realtors look at the MLS 60 times a day to check the pulse of the market, and we don't do that for entertainment value.
And Rob, let's ask ourselves one simple question. How the heck is a computer formula or algorithm supposed to accurately value a home if it's never seen the inside?
Right, Frank. And by relying on an algorithm to value a home, you're basically saying that the interior of a home and its amenities are not important. And these two things are just as important in putting together the value of your home, and accuracy here is everything.
And we don't really need to elaborate on why the interior of the home and your list of amenities are important, do we?
But here's the deal. If you don't realize that there's a difference between a home with shag carpet, dated wallpaper, wood paneling, and brass hardware, and a fully remodeled home with quartz countertops, subway tile, backsplash, stainless steel appliances, a huge master bedroom with a steam shower, fresh two-tone paint, and brand new high-end carpet, then we might not be able to help you.
Right. The number five shocking home buyer belief is it's smart to offer way under asking price for a house we really want.
Yeah, here's what actually happened to one buyer. Let's call him Jim, who submitted an appallingly low offer 2 days after one of our well-priced properties hit the market.
Right, Rob. The seller refused to consider the offer, instructed us to inform the buyer's agent of the fact, and directed that agent not to submit any further offers from that buyer.
Now, we recommended to the seller to counter at full price. However, this particular property went into contract with a different buyer a few hours later and closed slightly over asking price soon after.
And the fun fact here is Jim included a letter with his low offer, but in this case, the offer was an insult, and so the letter didn't work.
Right. So the bottom line is that in a seller's market, buyers should not be like Jim. They should only make offers supported by the comps. Also, Frank, there's that saying in a seller's market, money talks and you know what walks. Yeah. Now, before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number two. We're calling this one Fabulous in Fair Oaks, and this one is fabulous. It's a four-bedroom, three-bathroom, over 2,000-square-foot home nestled in a highly desirable neighborhood of Fair Oaks. And the perfect location has close proximity to excellent schools and parks. It's beautifully updated with new flooring, paint, and fixtures throughout. This over 2,000-square-foot home also includes an indoor laundry area, separate family and living room, plus a cozy gas fireplace. It has an open concept kitchen that features durable quartz countertops, recessed lighting, white shaker cabinets, and sleek subway tile backsplash. The energy-efficient features include full dual pane windows, ceiling fans, plus a whole house fan throughout. Parking is a breeze here with a three-car attached garage, oversized driveway, and plenty of off-street parking. This home will not last, priced at only $599,950. This one will go this weekend as well. If you'd like to see Fabulous in Fair Oaks, just text the word Fabulous right now to 916-269-3337. That is Fabulous to 916-269-3337. That's Fabulous to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too, and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming down the home stretch from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. We're covering the 10 shocking home buyer beliefs that need to be exposed. Number one is my family member has a real estate license and they will help me. In some cases, that'll work, but we have seen a lot of good-intentioned agents that were family members or friends who were new or inexperienced, and that can cost you money when you're dealing with an inexperienced agent. Number two was, we'll get a better deal if we use the listing agent for the property we buy. And I'll tell you, in most cases, that's not true either, because the listing agent has a fiduciary duty to represent the seller. So their allegiances are going to be with the seller and not you as a buyer. The number three shocking home buyer belief is, we will find the perfect house if we look long enough. And you know what? It doesn't matter how long you look, you are never going to find the perfect house. The number four shocking home buyer belief is, home values posted online are probably more accurate than what my local agent thinks. And I will tell you, Zestimates are notoriously not accurate. In fact, we've seen them be anywhere from 18% to 40% incorrect. And then also on Zillow, unfortunately, there is a lot of erroneous information. The number five shocking home buyer belief is, it's smart to offer way under the asking price for a house we really want. You know, people are getting so many offers right now in multiple offer situations that they just don't probably have time, if the house is in high demand, for them to counter your offer if you come in notoriously low. So you want to make sure that you don't do that. What's the number six shocking home buyer belief, Frank?
Sellers have to fix anything that's wrong with the property or compensate the buyers for repairs. Seriously, many buyers actually believe this. They better not still believe this when it comes time to write an offer.
Yeah, and here's what we suggest. Go through the home inspection report and pull out every item that you would like to have repaired. If you have a list of a ton of items, try and whittle it down to your top 10 or so, and maybe even down to your top three. Give more weight to health and safety and broken items.
If you're lucky and there aren't that many issues in the report, throw in some other borderline items and see how they respond. Working items that are just old, like an old air conditioner, for example, are highly unlikely to get replaced. So don't bother asking.
And here's the pro tip here. The seller will typically provide you with a one-year home warranty policy that will cover older appliances if they die on you.
And if there's a big ticket item you want credit for, like money towards a roof or chimney repair, you may want to scale down some of your other requests to the most important.
And that keeps the focus on the credit. If there's a long list of little items along with a big credit request, the seller may feel justified agreeing to the long list and refusing the credit.
Barring some major issue like a cracked slab or collapsing roof, it's not very common for a sale to fall apart due to the inspection.
And the best strategy is for both sides to be sympathetic towards one another. Chances are you'll be on the other side one day and you'll appreciate the other's position.
The number seven shocking home buyer belief is, you have to bid full price to get the house. You can always negotiate the price down when the inspection reports come in.
Yeah, so for number seven here on this shocking home buyer belief, the answer is really short and sweet. In a seller's market, sellers really dislike buyers with this attitude.
It is highly unlikely that the seller will want to renegotiate price in a seller's market.
Isn't that the truth? So the number eight shocking home buyer belief is, you can worry about getting a loan once you've found that ideal property. And this is one of the absolute worst, Frank, but a lot of new buyers believe this.
As your realtors, the Radio Realtors want you to know that you have to be pre-approved before you seriously get involved with your house hunt.
Right, Frank, and we're in the middle of COVID-19. How do people imagine they will even get in the door of a home without producing a loan pre-approval document and proof of funds these days?
The number nine shocking home buyer belief is, all mortgage lenders lenders are basically the same.
And the bottom line here is all lenders are not the same. And if you're a serious home buyer, I mean really serious, you need to call the Radio Realtors right now to speak with one of our preferred mortgage lenders.
And there's a reason why these lenders are preferred. They get the job done. So call us right now and get to the RWA status. And that's ready, willing, and able.
Yeah, and to become a Radio Realtor certified home buyer today and to get into that RWA status and be certified, give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. One more time, 916-269-3337. The number 10 shocking home buyer belief is interest rates are terrific right now, so we're going to buy a car before our house closes.
No, no, no. We know buyers are not intentionally being difficult here. You may just not totally understand financing.
Or delayed gratification for that matter. But just realize any big or even minor changes to your credit can lose you, your loan, and your dream of buying a home. So to wrap things up, we're going to cover these 10 commandments of buying a home that some of them are a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but they're very relevant. And if you're looking to buy a home, you want to make sure that you qualify for a mortgage loan. And these 10 commandments will give a little bit of insight on each one. But commandment number one is thou shalt not change jobs, become self-employed, or quit your job. And having a steady, provable income is important to securing a mortgage loan with the best interest rate and terms. And self-employment can make it trickier to show a consistent income. If you've recently changed jobs, it can also affect your qualification because it's harder to know what the future will hold. However, that's where our preferred lenders come in. So if you have a steady job history or work history and income, you should be in decent shape.
Commandment number two, thou shalt not buy a car, truck, or van, or you may be living in it. Making a major expense that usually comes with a high interest rate or lease agreement attached can impact your credit score, especially when applying for something as big as a mortgage loan.
Right. Okay, commandment number three is thou shalt not use credit cards excessively or let those accounts fall behind. And if you have a bad history with credit cards or a significant current credit card debt, it will definitely hurt your chances of qualifying for a home loan. So do your best to make sure your bills are paid, and it will help you with your mortgage.
Commandment number four, thou shalt not spend money you have set aside for closing.
And I think that that is basic financing 101 too, because you need to bring money to closing,
yes,
right? So you want to make sure that you don't spend that cash. Commandment number five is thou shalt not omit debts or liabilities from your loan application. And many mortgage applicants think that if they just leave certain debts or liabilities off there, nobody's going to know. And the mortgage underwriting process is super thorough, and your entire financial history will be reviewed before the loan is approved. And omitting information only makes the situation worse and will make you look like an even worse credit risk.
Commandment number six, thou shalt not buy furniture on credit. Furniture, appliances, and other home goods may not be as big as an expense as a car, but it's all about how you pay. Don't be tempted by credit offers and payment plans with high interest rates, because those debts can affect your ability to be approved for your mortgage loan.
Right. Commandment number seven is thou shalt not originate any inquiries into your credit. And there are a lot of sites out there offering free credit score checks for consumers. Some self-run credit checks can actually hurt your credit rating. So leave those to the professionals who will get the information they need when reviewing your loan application.
Commandment number eight, thou shall not make large deposits without checking with your loan officer. If you make a sudden large deposit into a bank account during the mortgage lending process, it will look suspicious, no matter what the source of the money. Be sure and check with your loan officer before making any large deposits. They'll be able to help you make the right decision and handle it in a better way.
Commandment number nine is thou shalt not change bank accounts. And switching banks right before or during the mortgage loan approval process can be damaging. Lenders like to see stability and a strong financial history, which can be harder to prove when you just open a new account with a new bank.
Commandment number 10, thou shalt not co-sign for a loan with anybody. This can be a tricky issue. Do everything you can to avoid having a co-signer on your loan. If it is your only option, then speak openly with your loan officer to make sound decisions for your financial future. The wrong decision now can end up affecting you years down the road.
That's right. So those are the 10 commandments of buying a home. And we know a lot of those are probably common sense for you, but you would be surprised how many times we run into at least one of those and maybe more with new buyers. So if you'd like to become a Radio Realtor certified home buyer, give us a call at 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337, or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this week.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors. And if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Long ago, real people declared for future generations what they had anchored their real hope in. When we find God, we find life. My name is Craig Sweeney, and I'm the lead pastor at Heights Church. The challenges of our day demand our best ideas, but even when we bring our best, we find ourselves falling short, which is why God's heart for us is to be in relationship with Him, because each day requires His help. I want to tell you about Heights Church. Heights Church is an aspiration as well as a name. We're about reaching for the higher ground to see where we have come from and the Jesus path forward. At Heights Church, we aspire to pursue God, to build real friendships, and to unleash compassion on our region. Take the next step and go to heightschurchonline.com and find out more about us. You're invited. That's heightschurchonline.com. Heightschurchonline.com.